Yeah, that same bug has reference to three different werewolves that each have a different issue. So I guess just saying werewolf doesn't narrow it down very much. But yeah, it was the first one in bug 4672. The problem with that is if we put in some kind of a version flag or a conditional behavior based on upload date or whatever, we can fix the behavior of that legacy content, but the cost is that it's going to force all of the Bento people to re-upload all of their content because you would need to get that version tag set to the this is new content value in order to avoid having that workaround applied to your content. Well, I mean, I don't think date or I don't think there's anything that unambiguously solves it since at this point we've had about a year of, incremental stuff being done on Bento while at the same time people are continuing to make and upload new content in SO. So, what's your transition date? We could set the date in the future. It's only when we go to release that that's basically going to force all of the Bento stuff to get updated. If this is a widespread problem that's going to affect a lot of people, then we may just have to bite the bullet and say, sorry, it's beta and you've got to re-upload all your Bento stuff. On the other hand, if it's a kind of a very localized problem, then it may make more sense to just try to get it fixed on the source side. Yeah, I don't really have a sense of how many people out there are trying to make Bento stuff. I mean, obviously, I know who comes to these meetings, but then I see announcements about various sort of works in progress for Bento that aren't necessarily done by people who come to these meetings too. So it's hard for me to have a sense of kind of what the scope is.
I will say that werewolf avatars are very popular. I sell one, I sell an animation set for one, and I sell them. I probably sold 20 in the last week or so. They're very popular, so I would imagine that as soon as Bento comes out, they're going to want to change their avatars anyway because they won't be able to compete if they don't.
Okay, that's a good point. If the original creator didn't actually define the DAE and set those joint positions, then they're not going to have an easy way to fix that. Of course, if we did go down that route of having a version flag, we could probably leverage that to fix the eye issue too, make the scaling of the eye bones contingent on the version flag of the attached meshes. But all the existing Bento content is still going to take a hit if that happens. So yeah, I guess the short answer is we don't know for sure what we're going to do about either of these issues, but at least we're aware that they exist. If you know of any other new issues besides those, or just other cases where these same problems can be popping up, please give us a shout.